Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We've played a clip of this before. She is a newscaster who reads horrible things that people write to her on the comments in her news voice on live television or on social media. There seems to be a segment of the population that thinks you could say anything to women when they are on TV.
Or the radio.
Like, don't get me wrong. We're lucky to have this job. But the comments that come in, that there are people that say mean things to me and Hot Wings and Steve and Tommy. But there are more people who say more mean things to Kelly and sometimes Maitland.
Yes.
Well, this is taking what could be a weakness and turning it into a strength. And it's become a regular thing on her Instagram. She's at least at part 15. So, Steve, you've pulled some of them. Okay.
Yes, I have.
Thicker than train smoke. Don't laugh, Jamie.
Okay.
Chill out, chubby. I feel like I'm not calm. All right, who put a Barbie head on top of the refrigerator?
It's a great insult.
It is.
I mean,
it is.
Some of these are clever insults, but very mean.
The insult itself, unattached to her, makes me laugh. Like if somebody said that in a roast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But uncalled for no reason is just so mean.
It's weird now because she's drawing attention to it. I'm sure people are seeking her out specifically
to say things because they want their comment
to be read.
Yes.
So it's not as pure as it once was.
No.
Could be the next Toy Story character.
She is
Barbie
so pretty.
Head is nice.
She is pretty.
It's the refrigerator comment where we lose it. Y'all know Thickerella is fine. Stop playing. It's so similar to Thakeisha. Thakeisha.
That's how, yes. Thakeisha and Thickerella are nicknames people are giving her. And I love that she just leans in.
Thickerella versus Thakeisha. Who's winning?
I think she's got a great attitude behind
it. She's going to get them one way or another, so you might as well lean in and get notable for it.
That is one thing this job taught me, especially once I took over social media, was you have to be able to either lean into the comments or ignore them completely. There is no happy medium where you just like let it go.
No.
You can't just let it go. People are going to be buttholes, and some people are really funny buttholes.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people roast us in ways where I know if I meet them at a live show, we'll shake hands and be able to laugh at the things they said. And then there will be other people who just will hate somebody on this show no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And once you either lean in or decide you're going to ignore it, your life becomes so much easier. And when you lean in like she is, it's perfect.
Well, because then too, if it blows up on social media, that's content, that's money, that's views, that's you're going to get attention from the right brands. You're going to get way more out of it by embracing it than by fighting back. And Steve, you actually gave me really good advice. I think when I was an intern or people just started kind of following me on my personal social media after I'd been here for a while, and they would say mean things and I would go to respond and you're like, click on their profile. How many followers they got? 12. How many do you have? At that point, it was like 1500. And he goes, not worth it. You're just giving your 1500 people access to this dip ass. And so that sticks with me now. Anytime I see somebody, even in my DMs, even when nobody else can see it, I'll click on their profile and see, oh, you have 4 followers, 0 posts. Not that that equates to happiness or anything like that, but I'm just like, you are bored.
Nearly 10 times out of 10, they're ugly and stupid.
That too.
I mean, it's true.
Man,
it really is true.
I have been called ugly, bald, and fat by some of the ugliest, baldest, and fattest people I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I'm always like, you are right. I am overweight. And you are as fat as a house. Or I don't care how many followers. I like to look and see how miserable their feed is.
Mm-hmm.
Like It's nothing but complaints. That's the one a lot. Them yelling at Jennifer Lawrence for doing something in a commercial they didn't like. And then them yelling at Bob Costas. And then them yelling at us. And them being bad at Allens or Jr. Like, what? Are you not mad at anyone, you ugly heel?
Yeah. You also just have to recognize people do social media differently, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the type of comments I'm leaving on videos that make me laugh are generally to hype up the person that posted it or because they did something hilarious or whatever. You're not going to be able to go back in my comment history and see that I commented, oh my God, she's the worst. She's so ugly. What's wrong with her tooth? Like, you can just like, that's, we social media differently and that's okay with me.
You couldn't pay me to go under someone else's video and bitch about what they're talking about.
No. I just go, this is dumb, and I watch something else.
But Kelly's right. When it's a funny insult, then it's just funny.
I lean in every time. I'm like, damn, you might not like me, but I just told y'all this one troll, he's trolled me since I started here. Mm-hmm. I think we're starting to like each other, but I still don't think he likes me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Shout out to you, Nick. I know you're listening right now.
He's thawing a little.
You've developed Stockholm syndrome.
For each other, which is funny because his insults for me have been pretty accurate. Like when he talks about the things that I've done, he's not wrong. It's just harsh because it's true. But he says it in a way that's very funny. So I've never been like, I don't like him. I'm just like, man, he's kind of a funny butthole. It's like that cousin, you know, that's like, oh, damn it, they're coming. And by the end of Thanksgiving dinner, you're like, all right, I think we're friends. And it's great.
I was going to read random messages.
No.
Yeah, no, thank you.
No.
Oh, it's a guy that wants to tell us about Flat Earth.
Oh, then bring it on.
Well, they've been trying to call for 8 hours. They don't understand that Earth is round and that once we are not on the air at 10, we don't just stand by waiting to answer phone calls from Flat Earth people.
No, we jump in the air and we hang out there for a little while and then we wait to land back here.
Yeah, I don't believe in
also,
time zones.
It's not round. It's half round. That's what we learned.
Right.
It's a formaldome.
Firmament.
Yeah.
Firmament.
It's like
it's made of great stuff.
Yeah, it's like kombucha.
Yeah.